What's up? I'm Ray the Great. This is my Uncle Michael, the bootleg historian. That's my dad, Ray Daniels, the culture referee. This is my dad's childhood best friend, Boo Man.
And when he told me he could come back, he came back?
No sugarcoat.
Just came back from fishing.
Just like a street cone, but you know. But you know what? We're not going to talk about
what
that.
What the hell do you have on?
First of all.
Don't talk to me.
Mike. Get your hand
first
up.
First of all.
Get your hand up.
Let goddamn time out. That time out. I'm representing our homeboy shit.
Okay. Look at his socks.
Okay. This Sebastian stuff.
Okay.
Your ass ain't gonna wear it.
I'm gonna wear it.
You ain't gonna wear it. Well, I'm making
actually,
you
know what? This show is presented by Tamashian Jeans.
Well, there it is.
Tamashian Jeans, the official sponsor of this show.
Now, how do you get it?
I don't know. How you get it?
We don't know.
We don't know the fuck
we
is
don't
that.
Know how you get it?
Are the socks? Is the socks?
Where can
you
buy
them? Tamashian?
No, sir.
Well, man, where
no,
can you buy them from?
What? By Buster Brown?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know how you get it.
We don't know where to get it from.
You know what I'm saying? He'll call you.
Sponsor.
He will call you. He will call you.
Call you.
Now, Uncle Mike, I told you, stop fucking with me. I told you. Them goddamn, the butcher got them sweaters. You got on. Now you better got them gone. Now leave them alone. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, I have a question.
He came back from
how does it feel to be a father?
Who you don't know?
A Boo Man.
Oh, fatherhood.
Hey, fatherhood is good.
How many kids you got?
I got two. I got a boy and a girl.
Okay.
Best of both worlds. It's good. It's good, for real. I promise you, being a father is the best job you can ever have. You know what I'm saying?
Is it an easy job?
Hell no, it's not easy. They can be grown. It's still not easy. They're going to always call you. I always call my mama. Mm. Always. Mm. Forever and a day. So, that's a job that's never done, never finished, but it's so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Rewarding?
Thank you, sir. So rewarding.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate yourself as a dad?
1 to 10. Probably about 15. 15.
How about you, Ray?
Hold on, why 15?
No, yeah, why is it a 15? Well, why are you so much better than the limits?
Well, first of all, I'm a shitty dad. I mean, I'm a shitty friend, shitty husband, but I'm a great dad, okay? I mean, I do anything for my kids. Anything for my kids. Anything.
So if she called you to give you some money, if she called for some money right now, you send it to her?
No. No.
You're not going to send her no money, though.
No, I ain't going to send her no money. How'd
you do it?
Spiritually. Huh?
How'd you do
she just turned 16.
Wow, man, time just flies.
She just turned 16.
All right, Dad, so how does it feel being a father of me?
Incredible. There's not a moment I look over at you and see you, and I'm not proud that you're my son.
Except that time you went crazy when you wanted to
Boo
get
man.
That gift.
I'm Boo sorry. Man.
No, I had to call
no you definitely said something.
No, I didn't.
Okay, go ahead. Dad, continue.
So, son, this is the best part about your dad, is that I grew up around this. This is my best friend.
This
I grew up
guy.
Around this type of
this
people.
Guy.
This person my entire life. And I still turn out to be loving and caring.
Don't know how.
Yeah, it's
man,
hard.
Man too.
But being your father, I don't know, man. It's been the greatest thing that ever happened to me, like being a father. Because I remember, you know, my father was around, but he wasn't always around. And, you know, after he died, I remember just searching for a father figure in everybody, hoping that they would be my dad. And then when you came, it was like, I can't search for a father figure no more. And the ironic part about it is that Uncle Michael named you because he was the only person the only person I wanted to be a part of your birth.
I called you. I'm the one who put the prince in it.
Yep.
Prince Charles. We did have the Charles, but I put the Prince Charles.
No. Yeah.
So what's your name?
I'm not saying my name, full name on here. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Xavier Rashad
Rashad
Boo Man Miller.
It's crazy, that right? Is that
your real name is actually Boo Man?
No.
Okay.
No.
See, okay
I was there when you was born. I was there when he was born. I still, every day, time his birthday, I think about his father coming
tell
in the room
that
and
day.
Says.
Can you tell him about that day, please?
Yeah, his father coming in the room and said, Mike, tell your mother the rain's water bus. I'm like, what the fuck is a water?
What were y'all?
I was in the bed. I was in we was in the projects. You was in the room right here, and I was in that front room. And I'll never forget. He came and said, Mike, tell your mother the water bus. I'm like, water? What the fuck? You know. And then you know he went. And we took you to the hospital, and I think he was probably born on a Thursday because I remember coming home from my Aunt Danny's house on a Saturday to see you. And normally, I don't leave that Sunday. I would come home, but I saw you that Saturday. You know, and I was like, I want to see my nephew. You know, and I remember the first time seeing you, man. I ain't gonna lie. I fell in love.
Me?
Yeah, I fell in love. Cause you, I mean, you was really the first one. We had Lisa, but Lisa wasn't there really around. Exactly. So when I saw you, you know, you took you around, show you around, you know, and then I was a built-in babysitter. And you know what's crazy about you and you? I only changed your diaper one time. I only changed his diaper one time. So I wasn't good at changing diapers.
I don't think I.
Have you changed yours?
I feel like I remember.
Still working on changing mine.
No, he changed my diaper before. Boom. I feel like he has.
Blue man, finish him.
I'm sorry. Happy Father's Day to everybody. This is also a day to remember that our pullout game was fucked up. Whoa. Boom.
I saw something on Facebook. It says, what? You are here because your dad wasn't queer. Oh, it says, you are here because your dad wasn't queer.
Yeah, what someone
was it or was?
Wasn't queer. Because, you know, if he was queer, you know.
No, let's not go down that road.
Yeah, we get canceled. ASAP.
Are you queer? Okay.
What? Okay, what was the most memorable?
Go ahead.
What was the most memorable part of raising your children?
Me? Like, I was obsessed with you. I ain't gonna lie. With everything you like, did, I was obsessed with you. When you would wash your hands, I would wash you dry them, and I would wash you like everything about you. I was obsessed with like the way you laugh, the way you talk, your mannerisms.
He's a good-looking kid. You was a good-looking kid.
No, I mean, I'm being honest with you.
No, I'm just saying he was a good-looking kid.
Who?
Ray.
You had another chance.
See, because I knew you gonna hate.
No, but seriously, I was obsessed with you from the beginning. Like, that was my little man.
That's what's up.
Okay, boo man. How did your kid?
Me? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how men wanted a son, you know, as they first born? I wanted a girl. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I really wanted just a healthy child. But I wanted a girl. I really did. I really wanted a girl.
As your first child?
As my first child.
That's like the first time I ever heard of
it. And I got her. I named her. She looked just like me.
She does.
So, yeah, that's my mini-me right there. That's my mini-me. My mini-me. Straight Jillian.
Oh, wow.
How you feel about your son, though?
I love him, too. He got my nerve. But that's his mom child. He's a straight mama's boy. You know what I'm saying? How they say mama's boys, daddy's girl. And that's exactly how it is. But we good. We cool.
That wasn't the most.
You and your son cool.
Your question, though. What was the most memorable, like, thing?
Yeah, when they was born, man. Especially her. I mean, you know, that was my first. I was there.
For the second one?
Yeah, I was there for the second. But my first. You'll never forget your first. You'll never forget your first. Now, Uncle Mike, he might forget his first. Cause he
I never had my first.
Exactly. That's why he'll forget it.
Uncle Mike, you a virgin?
I think I am.
Not what they're talking about.
I think I am. I don't know. I am, because sometimes I don't know what it looks like no more.
Ask
me about Father's Day. Okay, let me tell you two things about Father's
Day.
First thing is, your great grandfather died on this day in 1974. I never forget that. It was on a Sunday. You know, he died. Yeah. So as usually, when I think my father died on Father's Day.
Okay.
So. I think about that I wanted to be a father, but I never wanted to have kids out of wedlock. And I remember asking my mother, was he born out of wedlock? She said, none of your goddamn business. You know, I'm like, you know, I was like, I never wanted to be have kids out of wedlock. So when I got married, you know, I just couldn't find it. Even though she did have a couple of miscarriages, but it didn't work out. But I like being, one thing I learned is that, you know, I like what Ray gives me some dap, and you know, I'm when I meet people, I try to be a father figure to them, you know, and I try to, you know, that you know, I'm one of my students, you know, when I was a paraprofessional, he still calls me, tells me, you know, how much I meant to him. So, you know, hey, I learned to live with it, you know,
So I have a question. Were y'all kids planned?
You? Yeah, mine.
Four of them.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Which means you meant.
It wasn't no oops child. Like,
shut the club. Yeah.
I found out that, based on my study, 99% of the kids are oops child.
Yeah, I think, Aaron, you so. Never mind. You know,
Raymond, when I met your mother, the second date we went on, I remember she's sitting right here. I love you, babe. I remember she said something to me in the car, and I said, "You're the kind of girl I want my daughter to be." Remember I said that? I said, "You should have a child for me." And she said, "Why?" I said, "Because you're the kind of girl I want my daughter to be like." And then she said, in return, she said, "I will, because you're the kind of guy I would want my son to be like." And that's what made us conceive a child.
Stop. No.
You know, okay, you got a guy like me. And I always ask this question. Maybe because I thought too much about this. I always wonder, you know, the reason why kids are fucked up because... was they conceived out of love lust? Do how many kids today are conceived out of love, of an intimate passion with this person? Whether somebody just formed because you forgot, you know, to go to the drugstore. Mm-hmm. I was like, the problem in this world is that these kids are born out of lust rather than love.
Yep.
Maybe because I'm not getting any sex and anything like that, and I had a lot of time to think about that. But you know, I think the world would be better. It was like, yeah, you know, I heard Stevie Wonder song. Isn't she lovely? And I love the part where he says, "I can't believe what God has done through us that gave life to one." And then he says, "Made from love." And that always stayed with me. Like, you know.
Well, I mean, I feel that, you know, it's how the parents raised their child. It don't matter, you know, if it was out of lust or love, okay? The finished product is the child.
What the fuck? Y'all sound like Maury Povich.
So that's how it is.
Oh,
okay. We're talking about pretty much.
But it's like, Dad. It's like, I, the other day we saw something.
Like...
We saw something on okay, in the family Dad. Thread, the family thread, mm-hmm. And there was a kid that was on a train in New York, and he got on the train and started, you know, making an announcement, and I didn't know. I was like, who's kind of crazy kid is this? And then my sister asked me, did I see it? And I said, yeah, I saw it. And then she told me who the kid was.
Who was it?
It was my cousin, first cousin's son, and the one that died. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, that's the problem. The problem is, I told her, you haven't, she just had kids and don't know who the father is. And I said, therein lies the problem. Michael,
that's different than love versus lust, though. That's having kids irresponsibly. What you're speaking about, see, that's the thing with you. It's either black or it's white, and it's a whole lot of gray. We got to be honest. It's a whole lot of gray in between. And it's like, it's that you talking about like just having sex with people not knowing who their kid's father is. That's way different.
I just felt like, you know, the fact is, it's sad how it kind of went the cycle. That's like, you know, I thought about that kid's grandmother, which is my aunt, and I thought about, wow, man, you know, he didn't have a shot because it's just straight up boom, 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 boom. You know, and that's one thing I like about us, and I'm talking about this family now, is that we realizing that we're going to have to make some changes. We had to make some adjustments. You know what I'm saying? You know, and me and Ray, way before you was there, and, you know, we talked about it, and we tried to talk about it with Ray's mother, and she didn't really understand it. But it's like, you have to make some adjustments about how we raise people. And I think we have done that. And I look at you, you're a good kid, you're 15. I'm thinking when I was 15, you know, I'm thinking all the issues that I have. And I'm thinking, do you have it? And you don't. You know, you're a little spoiled, but hey, we can deal with that.
But when, how old was I when I was 15?
You said, what? How old are you when you were 15? What the fuck? You said, how old was I when I was 15?
Okay.
I'm going 15.
How old was you? When we were 15, what do you remember about me when we were 15?
Let me see, 15, so we were in 10th grade.
Wasn't there no damn 10th
grade. Yes, it was.
Yeah, Michael, yeah.
I was in 9th grade at 15.
19 when you were 15? Dude, how old were you when you were 15?
I'm going to go with about 14. I'm going to go 14. But no, for real, 10th grade, man, I really don't remember 10th grade too much when I was 15.
That was the Enter the Converse. Because 11th grade, I had
school. Oh, he got the verse. He's talking about the verse.
Yeah.
What year you using 10th grade?
What it was? That was 1995, sir.
Olympics coming 62? To Atlanta?
You said 62?
95 was a good year. You know, the Olympics.
That was 96.
No, I'm just saying, it was at the lead up to Olympics. Oh, okay, Atlanta just started around 93, 94. Atlanta just started popping. I guess I think that was the last year of Freaknik.
I don't know.
You know, you remember Freaknik?
Yes, I
mean, did you go out there?
Yes, I went to Freaknik.
I have a question.
I went out with him.
Come on, man. I'm from Atlanta. I have to go.
I have a question. Uncle Michael, how much? You're like 13 years older than my dad, right?
I was 13 when he was
born.
So
you basically raised my dad, right?
Well, I had no choice. When Lorraine go out, you know, she left me.
Okay.
I had no choice, you know. I mean.
Okay, so when you was raising my dad, did you ever think that you wanted your own?
Did I want who?
Your own kids.
I always wanted my own kids. You know, I just never had one. But I try to think about, you know, the whole idea, the chemistry of love and all that shit. That's why I didn't get no girls. Because I try to think about love.
You think about too much,
I think about Stevie Wonder, you and I. Stevie Wonder, the reason why. You ever heard of You and I by Stevie Wonder?
Hmm. Yes, Uncle Mike.
I think about that. I think about, you know, the song that I played for you the other day, Perfect Combination. You know what I'm saying? I was about love. I still don't understand why I'm about that. You know, I'm about, you know, I cry.
Can we find love for Uncle Michael?
Huh? Yes, please, let's find
Uncle Michael. Love.
I do love who? I'm saying, growing up, I just wanted to fall in love. When I hear songs, I think about girls.
He's married.
Yeah, I am.
You're married.
I am. I'm in love now, but I'm saying is, growing up, I wanted that special love moment. You know what I'm saying? I wanted that. You know, you and I. That's you love.
So you married for real?
Yes, that's it. Wait, I'm married.
How long you been married? How long you been married?
I've been married 6 years.
What? Get the fuck out of here.
I've been married 6 years.
For real? That's it.
We had a bootleg. We had the ghettoest, nicest bootleg wedding.
Where you meet at?
Where y'all married?
I met at the bus stop in Garby Road.
Oh my God.
Every time I pass the bus stop, I tell people, this is where I met my wife at. And then we had the wedding. It was so good. I had to tell you about
the story. Where you got married at?
Down the block.
You know what?
It wasn't an official wedding because her preacher came up. But then we went downtown, which was really crazy because that's the first time being around a gay marriage. I was like, me and her was the only straight one. And I was like,
oh, wow.
What the fuck is going on? You know, but I
guess my shit got lost in the mail then. My invitation got lost.
No, your boy was there, Tico. What's his name?
So that means you wasn't invited.
So Tico? I wasn't invited. Wow. But you know, I'm an ordained minister. You do spell know that, ordained.
Of what? A Christian? Huh?
Spell
Christian,
ordained.
Yeah? Or?
You, ordained. What do you mean? You're a preacher? You preach?
I can marry you.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, yeah. It does sound weird, but that is technically the right
and
term.
I put this on everything I love. I have the card.
You do?
I had the same card Lil Boosie got.
Lil Boosie can marry people?
Yes.
Shit, I'm glad he wasn't around.
That's it. But he charged.
You know, I saw him at the liquor store one day.
He ain't got nothing to do with it.
No, I'm seriously. I saw him at the liquor store. And he said, he just said, what's up, old school? I said, you know, man, I follow you on Facebook. And he was like, yo, man, see old school follow me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I was like, he was proud of that. I still don't know who the fuck he do and what they sing.
I don't know why he's famous. He's famous.
That's what I'm saying.
Famous.
I don't know what he's
doing. Rapper. He's a rapper.
You know, but I'm just saying, I.
No, wipe me down. Okay.
Yeah, wipe me down.
You used to dance, wipe me down?
No.
You ain't never danced that?
Listen, I don't even know how to spell independent. That one I never did that goddamn song.
So you preached, Abu? Huh? You ever preach?
No.
How the fuck you gonna be an old gay minister without preaching?
I just say I can marry you. I just said that.
I'm just saying is
I can marry
so
you.
So you can marry people without being a preacher.
Yes,
I mean, you, judge.
Yes, I have my card. I just said that. I have a card.
He has a card.
Where you get from Walmart?
Hell no. And I do stay at Walmart. I stay at Walmart out of 7 days, probably five.
Yeah.
But man, what's been your feedback on the show? Like, have you ever, like, did you see any, like, anything change around you? People start treating you
different? Hell no. Nah, man. I'm about to look at this. I'm about to look at this shit. I'm about to look at this, man. I'm thinking he got a big platform. He got no damn back. You know, I look at the response. Like, I look at the response, like, every week. And it's the same damn ones. Like, this one was like, when I first got on, it was like, wow, Boo Man, really? Down the garbage disposal? So I'm looking. That was the only shit that said my name. I'm like, the hell with the shit.
They gonna talk about that damn shirt.
All right, that's strike two.
No, no, no.
That's strike two. I'm just mad. You know what though? You know what? No, you can talk about shirt. Cause like I said, I got this from my homeboy to my
shirt. You do like a street comb.
I got this from Tamashian.
Why is your hat like that?
Huh?
What is that, a D or B?
No, it's TJ for Tamashian Jeans.
This show is presented by Tamashian Jeans, by the way.
Thank you to our sponsors, Tamashian Jeans.
Where can we get Tamashian Jeans from?
Now, where can you get it from? You can't get it. You know why you can't get it? It's exclusive.
Spell exclusive.
Huh?
Spell exclusive.
EX.
It's exclusive. It's exclusive for people that want to fish.
Boom Man dressed like a nigga that meets you in the parking lot. Yo, come over here. Yo,
I give you $100.
Red car. Hey, over here.
We good.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, you good. You know what? It's all you feeling it. You feeling it. And when you feeling it, hey, it is what it is. But trust me, I will get you back.
I know you're gonna come back.
You know I will get you back. So I gotta come back. I gotta come back. But it's all good, though.
Okay.
You know, so, what else are we talking about?
Do you want to be a father? Tell me about your experience being a son.
I said, hell no. We talking about this is early in the Cosby Show. This is definitely not late in the Cosby Show. Ain't no father shit coming around.
Oh, experience of being a son, you know, some.
There we go, son.
You know, just, you know, being, I don't know.
I know, man.
Y'all know 5 stars.
I try.
How would you rate your dad? How would you rate your dad? Seriously, how would you rate your dad?
Out of
10,
100.
100.
Nah, I'm sure. What about you,
I got
Ray?
The best dad in the world.
You, Ray? Of course. Oh, he's talking about you getting a Tesla. If my dad would give me a Tesla, I'd be the best dad in the world too.
Hey, for real.
You
got my 100. For real. That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm happy. Hey,
what would your kids give you?
Hey, man, if you in trouble, blink.
You ever
what would your kids give you?
You got one spanking from your daddy.
Oh, I remember that spanking.
You got
too.
One spanking from
that's
your daddy.
That's the one spanking I remember. I remember that one.
Your daddy spanks you for real, seriously.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. For real. In California.
California.
Oh, man. I was running behind the chair. I was trying to run away.
He was trying to run away. Remember that day, Raymond?
Yes.
My spank.
He didn't want to spank him. And then he thought about it. And he said.
No, the first time I spanked a little Raymond, he said something smart to you. And I literally went from like, blah, 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 to like, I'm a fuck.
Yeah. He just, you know, I felt bad.
That was it. It was like, that was it. Little Raymond was like,
you got a spanker.
So then we get to the hotel.
Because we was at that restaurant.
We was at the restaurant. He was disrespecting.
That's the one where he met Jay-Z, right?
Yep. Yeah. And we was at the hotel and we got back there. I said, you know, I was calm as fuck. I said, as soon as we get in this room, I'm fucking you up. So he get in the room. So he starts running. So I'm like,
I did run.
Now, here's the thing. I can either chase you and I won't respect you. Or you could come over here, take this ass whooping like a man, and I'll respect you at the end of it.
We had a good time.
And then he came over to me. And then I was like, now that I respect you, I said, now how you want it? You want me punching your chest? You want me to get your butt before he can say that? I said, punch him in the chest. And he started crying. I said, nah, see?
And that was a whoop. No, man.
It was a lot more punching after that.
Oh, okay.
But it was like right after I finished, he was crying. And I gave him a hug and I said, I love you. And I was like, I'm never trying to hurt you, but I got to discipline you here before the world can discipline you. Because if I don't,
that whole flight home, I did not talk to Uncle Michael either. I really didn't. Like, I was really mad at Uncle Michael. Did not talk to Uncle Michael.
You ain't talking to him for real?
No. I did not talk to Uncle Michael at all. I was actually mad at Uncle Michael. I don't remember that. That's the one thing I remember. Like,
I think
Uncle Michael was
something.
Just sitting there watching me. Like, and it was just like, I do.
Fight him? Yo, Ray, stop. I mean, that shit. I'm telling you, the only time I felt like you should have got a spanking is when you was that day at Christmas.
He will not let that go. I was four years old.
You was acting a fool. That's why I said to myself, that's why I really got, that's this jealous little rich kid.
Because
he
four.
Just knew he was going to
so
get some
shit.
So
how old were you when you got the woman?
About seven.
Seven or eight, yeah. No, I wasn't.
2015, you was six.
Yeah. No, I was seven. No, 2015, I was seven.
Six, seven, it depends when it was.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, did not like Uncle Michael at that
point. California was nice, man. It was nice. Mm. You know.
And the top was down. He's playing me. I honestly thought he forgot. I was just hoping he forgot. He was top down playing music. He was singing. got me out the car. When you get upstairs, I'm going to fuck you up. Dang. Thought he forgot. I was being quiet that whole ride.
You should have heard them when y'all not here, man. I mean, back. Ooh,
that's
my
not
God.
Even me.
When y'all not here.
What?
Her,
last time he wasn't
him,
here?
And the mother people up there, I swear I thought I was on my ship. And motherfucker, goddamn, they was cursing their ass off.
Uncle Mike, we all curse when that is Uncle Mike.
But they don't. We never curse in front of the grown-ups.
You were, technically, you wasn't in front of us.
That's true. I was downstairs. But I was like, what
see,
the
like,
fuck?
like, you cuss in front of your mama, right?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I never cuss in front of my mama.
Nope. Look, my brother do.
Dressed like a 15-year-old. Of course he do.
There you go. I give you. I'm telling y'all, man.
What he say?
I'm telling you.
What he say?
That's truck. Listen, what I'm telling you, man. It's all good. It's all good. Trust me. They was like, I guess they was in a tag team or something. Like, we gonna get them. We gonna get them. So it's all.
The thing about you, but like, it's not like at Ray's picture. You don't have the big head like Ray got. Ray had a big head.
Yep, tank head. Tank.
We just call him Bullet.
What?
We just call him Bullet.
Oh, y'all don't know that. Yeah, it's called Bullet.
Your head wasn't as big. Ray came out. I mean, he was all head.
I guess he looked that goddamn. Oh God, I guess, bro. I guess he was out there looking at Richard Pryor movies or something.
No. I mean, it was a good day. We went swimming and shit, chilling in the pool. You know, it was a good day.
Hold on. I'm looking for something right quick. I'm looking for something. Hold on. I'm looking for something. Oh, yeah, there it is. Hold on. Y'all go ahead and talk. Y'all be waiting on me.
Okay, so are y'all active in y'all kids' lives? Boomin, are you active in your kids' lives?
Man, I'm a stay-at-home dad. I have no choice.
Okay. Hold on, let's
talk
about that.
He has no choice
that.
Because he...
So you don't work?
No.
Oh, you're a stay-at-home dad?
I'm a stay-at-home dad, sir.
You don't work?
No, sir, I don't.
Why you don't just turn on like
disabled.
A vlog or something like that?
Because I'm disabled. I'm on disability, sir. Are you living there?
What's your disability?
I have MS.
What is MS?
That is multiple sclerosis.
No, that's a real thing?
No, yeah, he does.
That's serious. I promise you.
Something.
My bad.
I mean, please. You had it for a minute, too.
Since 05.
It really didn't affect you.
Like other people.
No, because my wife, you know, my first wife had
Penny.
Where she can't
Penny.
Work.
Oh,
now.
Shit. Penny, right? Yeah. That shit came back to bite you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In your ass.
No,
yeah,
but you talked about her.
You talked about her.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
No, yeah, in the last ugly. Show you did too.
I know I talked about Penny.
She was ugly.
Yep. Yeah, but her got the MS affected her some other way.
Yeah. You know who
her
got
face.
MS? You know who got MS?
What?
One of the singers from the OJs.
Wait,
oh,
what is MS?
It's a multiple sclerosis.
Yes,
it's
I know
a,
what I said. Because I said it. Duh.
Your nerves can't get your, what? Can't move your body.
No, it's when your MS is when your
Richard Pryor had MS.
What? No, the hell he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Well, I don't know.
You know what?
Yeah, like, no, you don't know. No joke. And no joke.
You know what costs? And you know the majority of people get MS. You know what?
What?
Majority of people get MS.
What?
I'm not trying to. It's because of drug use.
Yeah, I was on that shit.
You was on that shit?
Yeah.
He was lying, Uncle Michael.
Lying.
Shit,
lying.
Okay. He don't use nothing.
I was on shit.
Yeah.
Hold on, when you walk in crack,
you
baby?
Still walk.
What? He's like, man, don't talk about goddamn mama.
What a god, not being funny. Now, you was born with something with your head, cause you got, that's why you got the gaps in your head.
Okay.
I'm asking.
This is a very interesting show. It's the 3G okay. podcast.
You don't want to talk about that?
What? I was a preemie, man.
He could have been a crack baby because he was born in the 70s. Crack didn't come out to the 80s unless y'all was the first one to start that shit. You don't try crack? Special
edition. Ladies and gentlemen.
No,
you know what?
Seriously.
Let me tell you something.
I always wanted to try crack.
What?
It makes you lose weight.
You want to try crack?
I said I always wanted to.
No.
It makes you lose weight. No.
I'm going to tell you something.
Shit, when you're fat, you try to find something to fucking lose weight.
Yeah. You eat a big toy.
I'm saying, I swear, I see crackheads.
No,
like,
Uncle Michael.
I always wanted to try it, but
that's
I did
not the
not
example.
Try.
That's not
I did
the
not
example.
Try. I did not try it. I did not try it.
Oh my God,
but
Michael.
Wait, no, don't. Well, we would like you to try. No.
I'm saying is, when I was younger. But when I think
crack?
About crack, the crack era was so messed up, Ray.
What is
I'm
crack?
Glad you wasn't born. I don't want you to talk about what it is. I'm glad you wasn't around.
Is crack not cocaine?
It's a free base of cocaine. And then it was a time, Ray, man, where everybody was on that shit. Everybody was on crack. You know what I'm saying?
Except for you.
Except me. And you know, but I'm going to tell you something, man. The best I had in my life. Woo! I paid $2 for it. And that was so nice. If I could just find that girl.
Oh, my God.
$2. I swear, that was some money spent.
Bad money spent.
Best money spent. And I don't know what happened. I was coming down the stairs, and she was coming up. She asked me what time it was. Okay. And I told her what time it was, right? And then she said, oh, you got a dollar? And I said, I give you two. I gave her $2. And I said, man, I think about that shit. I remember I was floating.
Float on.
Yeah, but you know, I'm glad you out of that. You know, I'm glad, you know. If we see you with smoking cigarettes, we're going to kick your ass. You know, I'm glad you out that era. I'm glad that he's out of that era, you know. 15, man, this is like.
Special edition.
You know. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying, the life, when I look at Ray at 15 and me at 15, it's just totally different, man. It's just different. I mean, you got
do you need
shit that I was thinking about. That's why sometimes I want to talk to you as a friend. But then again, I don't want to be your friend.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, you know what?
Let him say it, right?
No, I mean, I want to talk to him as a friend. Because I remember one
Who's
time.
Who's him? Me or Raymond?
Him.
Okay.
One time, I was telling Leslie, and you was at the pool with one of the friends of the person upstairs. And I was saying, Leslie, damn, he's 14. I was thinking, shit. I don't know what I was thinking about. You know, I wasn't getting him. But I was thinking, and I said to myself, I wonder what the Ray think. You know, and Leslie got mad at me. Like, oh, he's a good kid. I'm thinking, he's 14. I mean, 14, I discovered something. Woo, when I discovered it, man.
What did you discover?
I discovered something.
What did you discover?
Something.
What did you discover?
By accident. And when I discovered that, Lord have mercy.
God. What was that? I want to know.
What you discover?
I discovered, you know.
Did it rhyme with corn?
No, when you know,
he said didn't ram a coin.
When you know, you touch yourself and then.
Okay.
And
oh,
I discovered that shit.
Okay.
I discovered that at 14.
Hold on. Hold on, Boo Man. When did you start masturbating?
I'm sorry.
What age?
Man, probably about 14.
14.
About 14.
You, Michael.
14. And it happened by mistake.
I didn't go. I swear to God, I'm not lying. I didn't start anything until after I had sex. The first time I ever bust a nut was with a woman.
Hey, I can tell you the story.
How did that work?
No, I'm saying, like, you know, some people the first time they might jack off.
Oh, yeah.
So, Lil Ray, since we talk, I'm gonna tell you the story. Right? I got one story.
Right, you got a story.
Right, listen to the story. Ahead. Okay, so this lady, Mom, this girl, spent the night at our house, right? And her mother came in, and the mother says, took me and Larry aside and said, "Hey, my daughter's gonna spend the night here, and y'all better not touch her. And if y'all touch her, I'm gonna kick your ass," right? So that night, right, Larry went in there and got it, and he went and got the draws. So I was next. So I went in there and I tried to get it, but she wouldn't give it to me. And I remember saying, "Can I have a minute? Can I have 30 seconds? And then she said, I said, "Can I have 10 seconds? She said, "9, 8, 7, 6. And by the time she got 6, Ray, I jumped on that shit. By the time she got to 2, it was 2. And I was happy as a motherfucker. I was happy as a motherfucker.
You got four seconds.
I mean, as soon as I touched it, it's a pow. So,
oh my gosh.
That, oh my that's gosh. One thing about when you're younger, like I'm the youngest brother. My brother was just getting it, man. They was just getting it, and I wasn't getting shit. You know? But I mean, I got some more stories to tell you about all four of my brothers, man, to, you know. And I was like, what the fuck is up with me?
You, Chuck,
Larry. Me, Chuck, Larry, Paul, and Derek.
And Derek, okay.
Yeah, okay. What are we going to say next? Uncle Paul?
Yeah, I've got about Uncle Paul.
All right. Do you have any competition with your kids? Like, do you feel like there's a real competitive drive between you? You and
well, I don't think Boom Man's son likes him.
Boy, stop. My children love me.
When I say no.
My children love me.
He said my children love me.
His son, your son.
Your daughter loves you. Mm-hmm. Your son likes you a little bit.
Nah, he loves me.
He loves me. How old are your sons?
He 11.
And this is important time for the kids, you know. I mean, you know, just having a father, man. I remember one time, man, just saying daddy. I remember I would love to just experience that as an older age to say,
me too.
Hey, daddy, what's up, dad? You know, a father's important, man. Just, you know, I try to tell it to one of my nephews, man. And it's the money, man. It's just there. Just tell me your experiences. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, it's important. It's very important, you know. Just, hey, dad, what's up, dad? Yeah, you know, when I was doing this, you know, just, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, fathers are important. Very important.
Yeah, I can go with that.
I mean, you competitive.
Mm-mm. I would never compete with you. I'll give you anything you want. I'll give you everything you want. That's my goal as a father.
Except for the fact that he doesn't want to admit that I'm better than him in basketball.
No. I'm going to bust your ass in basketball.
No, you won't.
You can swim. I like that. You can swim. I can swim. But I watch you swim.
And you wouldn't be. Actually, Dad, I don't think there's anything physically you would be at.
Well, now, 2 more years, you're going to be just winning like crazy. But you can't hurt his feelings. So you're like, oh, I'm going to let him win. But, you know,
I'm not going to let him win.
When you get older, you know. You don't think about you. You don't have gray hair. Did you dye your hair?
Never did.
Damn, I had gray hair. Either. In my 30s.
Huh? No enhancements. You use enhancements?
Who, me? Yeah. No, sir. Hell no. This is beautiful,
can,
right?
Can you grow here?
What?
Say what? Can you grow here? Yeah, I can grow
not
here.
Not that kind.
Well, you cannot grow no fucking hair. No,
I can grow hair. What are you talking about? I can grow hair. Look, I can grow hair because, motherfucker, I know what to do. I know how to do. But look, though, I grow hair all around here. All around them. There it is. Straight George Jefferson, bro. Straight Carl Winslow.
So, you can't grow hair on top of your head?
No.
So when did you know that you was going to be bored?
I cut my hair off when I was 18, sir.
You're a fucking liar.
I was 18.
You was 14.
No, I was. Trick. We don't get the hell phones on there. When
you lose your pimping.
I have pictures. Hey, what are you talking about, man? Man, I got pictures.
Boy, you was. Come on, boy, man. Don't do
you
that.
Was balling for me.
You believe your damn dad. 15. If you believe your dad, you want to, huh? I got a bridge.
I'm always be my dad.
Well, I got a bridge to sell your ass in goddamn Idaho.
Love my son.
Okay, I got a bridge.
Wait, so why can't you grow hair? Is it like a?
Because the papilla is dead.
They say you have to look at your mother's father. That's if you ever take a look at your mother's father, it would determine whether or not you have hair or not.
So his granddad. Oh, my granddad. So his granddad.
Jerry curls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure he wasn't born with Jerry curls, but I mean, if he still got hair, then you should have hair. Like Prince Charles, Diane's kids. You know, they knew that they was going to go bald because they looked at Princess Diane's father. He was bored. So you got to look at your mother's father to see if you're going to be bored.
Mm.
Is that actually true?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know? That. Uncle Mike was smarter than me. I ain't going to lie, son. I'm smarter than Boo.
That's why. You know, growing up, you know, I didn't really want to drink because I know that it's in our family. I mean, if you look at the history of this family, especially from my father's side, it was more or less drinking, you know. And then father's mother's side is mostly drugs. So, you know, I stayed away from both of them. You know, I mean, you know, so you look at your family and you can say, okay, I don't want to come that way. I don't want to do that, you know. You know, but you got a break, man. You got a break.
You think you're going to mess with drugs?
Because you don't know how, we never really talked about how you deal with peer pressure. You know, I mean, how will you deal with, like, I mean, just.
If I'm uncomfortable anyway, I'm not going to do it.
But if you have a lot of friends and your friends is doing it, you know what I'm saying? And then it's going to take a lot. You say, I can't do it. And then you're going to lose those friends.
I mean, so what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't have no friends. I didn't know I didn't have no friends until Ray told me I didn't have no friends.
Was I a follower when we was kids?
Who? Was you a follower? No. Was I a follower? No.
No. Mm. Who was followers?
Who? Cashman?
Keep going.
Terry?
Terry. I don't know.
Terry wasn't one of his friends. Terry was
I thought he was going to be a hell of an Ashley.
Yeah, he should have been. But nah, Terry in and out. What you
say? Let me see. So you got Cashmere, a follower. Cashmere. Yeah, that's it. Cause Tamashian had his own. He had his own little crew.
But Tamashian was low key a follower. That's why he got locked up. Tico was a follower.
It's hard not to be a follower because then you can lose a lot of friends. Why I never had a lot of friends growing up because I never did the things that they was doing. I mean, my best friend, my brother took him from me, my friend Jin, because, you know, he stopped hanging out with me because I didn't want to do the things that he was doing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got my high school diploma. He did.
I don't think I really have anything too much in common with my friends.
What you mean, son?
Where the hell y'all friends in? How are y'all friends?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm actually trying to think of that. Like, what do we have in common?
Well, the first friends you have in common is usually proximity.
Yeah.
The people that you have the closest access to. Like, me and Boo Man would never be friends as adults. Like, look at him, look at me, we very different. You know what I mean? But 12-year-olds, man, we fucking loved each other. It all made sense. Let me touch it for a minute. Get up, man.
That could have. I don't think sports.
Somebody in your family. Somebody in your family had an issue where he was a follower. He was in school and he wound up using drugs and stuff like that. And, you know, and he had a great opportunity, just that, you know, sometimes you just, you know, you want to be accepted. That's the hard thing about your age right now. To my age, I don't think
Little Raymond care about acceptance.
I'm saying, you know, at this age, you have to balance out being accepted to what you were willing to do.
Raymond, who do you want to be accepted by the most?
Hey, you seen this fine girl come your way?
Man, Uncle Michael, don't try to influence him.
Who do you want
to
be? Nobody for real.
Who do you want to be accepted by? No, you could be honest. Who do you want to be accepted by? Like, whose respect do you want?
Respect?
Yeah.
Respect. Oh.
Well, acceptance is probably the weaker word, but.
What group would you like to belong to? Nah. I mean, you want to belong to some people, you know?
The rich ones.
That's true.
That's pretty much all I could think of. Money.
Making some money.
Yeah.
For real.
Mm-hmm. I watch you growing up. You don't look like you didn't have the issues that we have. You know? I guess because you can just go outside and just chill. You got the pool. You got all that stuff.
Man, let me tell you, right? All right. Money is cool.
You think mine's not?
No. But look, though, money cool. But I feel, you know what I'm saying, like, if you got true friends, bro, you have true friends.
I agree with
that
you.
That beats money, yo. That beats money.
That's true.
Experience. That beats money. Because, like, okay, he got money. If he go broke, I'm going to laugh at him. But I got his back, though. Right. You know what I'm saying? I got his back. Trust. Yeah. But I still owe you, so he ain't gonna never be broke.
Yeah, it's experiences. I think I'd rather have experiences ever than money. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can't take it with you. You know, I mean, even though money is good,
yes.
And then again, money brings a lot of superficial people around you.
Yes, yes.
And it's like, you know.
Yes.
So that's like, just get money and run away.
Yeah. But you want to be by yourself,
money,
though?
You got money, the people going to come after you. Well, they look
great. I'm not going to be by myself. I'm going to be on an island.
By yourself?
With women.
Then they're going to take your money.
Yeah. No, they will not.
Oh, please.
I promise you they won't.
You know how you should meet a woman?
I haven't said nobody a
this
dime.
Is what this is my advice to you.
Only when you never dime go... to, I'm going to be real honest. My grandmother. That's the only person.
Who do what?
Who he sends money to.
Oh, and you. But I had to pay her for an iPhone case, which actually does not fit my phone. But you know what? We're going to talk about that later.
But yeah, man. It is what it is, man. I swear.
But then, you know, you should meet people by... not coming with money. Never leave with money.
Yes.
Always leave with, okay. I think the best place to meet a woman is on the bus stop or in the library.
Fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying this.
If they see that, no, I'm going to tell you. One time,
Uncle Michael with that poor man shit.
No, I mean, no,
stop that poor man conversation.
We went to dinner. Father's Day. It was on Father's Day, maybe 3 years ago. And you remember when you had that, Maybach? What was that thing that you had?
Yeah, Maybach.
Not the Maybach. The Sprinter. And, you know, and then you had the other three cars. So we all got out the car, and people was looking at us like, you know, really looking at us real in a way. And I always say, I don't want to meet people that way because then they see what you have rather than what type of person you is. You know, I want you to meet me like, you know, just I meet you and you meet me and then we talk and then you'll discover that, you know, hey, you know, he got a little something. You know, he's something.
In a way, I use that to my advantage. Because when you finally meet me and we undid some stuff and you finally know I ain't got nothing, that's your goddamn fault. That's your damn fault. You should have met me before.
You ever seen? I was watching one of them shows. One of them shows where the baby was born and they was talking to the babies and shit. And then one baby said to the other baby, "That's your daddy." And he said, "Damn, we poor."
What?
Mm-mm. Uncle Michael, would you rather be poor or rich?
You know what, man?
As a child.
As a child, I'd rather be rich. Now it don't really matter. It don't matter. Because I don't want people to like me for what I got. As a child.
Do you want people to like you? Actually, what do you want
as a child, I wanted to be rich. Because I wanted to be accepted. I was not accepted. But, you know, and now it doesn't really matter because I don't want you to accept me based on what I have. Yeah, I want you to accept me what kind of person I am. But as a child, yeah, I would love to have some shit, you know. I never been on a plane until I was 19. You went on a plane at 2 years old. You know, you went to California.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I mean, your experience is different. You know, when I got on the plane at 19, I was scared to death. Like, oh, this shit gonna crash. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you have different experiences. So,
yeah, I was 20.
You know, one thing about not having money, you feel less than. You feel less than. You know, not having things. And that's sad in a way, but you know, you need to build up your ego. But when you don't have shit, you know, people be like, "Hey, this nigga's broke. He ain't got shit." You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, Ray, I just wish you can just go back to the 70s and walk to the store with some food stamps. I'm talking about not the fucking card. I'm talking about food stamps.
The book.
And you had to rip it out.
Well, you don't have food stamps? You got food stamps? Hmm? You got food stamps as a kid?
No. Mm-mm. But I had free lunch, though. When I was in
that
school.
Shit is embarrassing like that.
No, it ain't. Trust me. That shit.
Free
trust,
lunch and food stamps.
Trust. That's, man, please. Now, stuff that used to be embarrassing, I would love to get it now. It's a treasure.
They don't do free lunch anymore?
Nah, fuck that.
Why?
Because, I mean, goddamn. I mean,
government took it away.
No, they do. They do free lunch in New York because, you know, they do it down here too.
Man, ain't that wrong free
they
lunch?
They do it in Atlanta and
ain't
stuff like
wrong
that.
Free lunch, man. It's
because free. You know what, man? A lot of people, that's the only food they eat is at school.
Raymond, one of the laws of power is to despise the free lunch. If you'll take free lunch, you'll take anything, son.
When your stomach says, motherfucker,
no, listen to me, son. Listen to me, son. Despise the free lunch. If you'll take the free lunch, you'll take anything. I don't want to go nowhere where they're going to give me some shit for free because I'm there. I'm not exposing myself. Fuck that. Despise that shit. So
I agree and I disagree. I think in a way you have to learn how to earn your keep. But I mean, some people need free education. I mean, the one thing this country is great is that the education is free. A lot of people don't really appreciate that. If you go to Africa, they would kick you out the school. I don't care. He'll be in kindergarten. You got to go. Your mother didn't pay the bills. And that's why the African kids come here. They kill it because it's free. It's education.
You know? Only thing I will be honest with you, I wish that I was a child of an immigrant. Kids of immigrants don't.
Yeah, they more motivated.
They some boy a Jamaican kid, child of a yeah. a child of an immigrant, Haitian, a Jamaican, Trinidad, Caribbean kid. Something about those parents in the household where they put something in them kids, yeah. And I wish that I had that in me because when I meet all my homies, like I got a lot of homies who are like children of immigrants, even Timothy and Teron. I'm always envious of that relationship that they have with their parent, where their parent put mm-hmm. that. In their soul, like, hey, this is who you're gonna be to win in this world.
Yeah.
I wish that I had that as a child. I'm not gonna even lie.
You know, for some reason, we as black people, we despise like education and shit like that. You know, I mean, growing up, man, you know, they see you in school, you know, they want to kick your ass, something like that. Like, you know, what you doing, man? You know, they used to call me white boy because I used to like school. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I mean, I wish that we could change that about our culture, you know. And you know, but he's right. Immigrants, they come here. This lady, she's from Michigan. She graduated from the University of Michigan. She's a Nigerian. She got her first PhD in mechanics. First black woman to get a PhD in mechanics. And it's like, you know, because they have higher goals, you know. With us, you know, shit, I don't know.
Michael always putting us down.
No, I'm just saying this. With us, it was like
we can. Oh, Michael, everybody ain't gotta be educated mechanics.
I know
shit.
How you feel about education, but I'm just saying this.
No, I appreciate education.
No, you feel like you said that, you know, it ain't about education. It's about, you know, being an entrepreneur.
No, I did not say that. I said it is about being smart, not educated. Education is very important, but you can get degrees like a motherfucker step out to that real world, and that don't mean that you know how to handle yourself.
I agree with
that. So I would much rather him have the common sense, because y'all, if you had to bet me and my two older cousins, Lisa and Nadia, out of us three, if you had to bet money on who was going to win out of us three, when we were in our late teenage years, when it was education time, who would you have bet on?
Probably Nadia and Lisa.
Not
John
me.
Raymond.
Because I don't remember you ever saying you going to college.
No, I went to college.
You went to Atlanta Tech for a
Atlanta
quarter.
Metro no,
Atlanta Metro. I went to Atlanta Tech.
At me.
For a quarter. It's funny.
That's fucking funny. I went to fucking
quarter. And they said for a quarter.
No, because.
Mike, I went there for, about two semesters.
He said he went for a quarter to study music, and I went to all these schools and shit, and I ain't got shit. And that's the joke of the family. He's like, you know, in a way, he was cool. He was right. In a sense, it ain't about now. They got the internet, right? You don't need that type of education the way when we was growing up. Because you got
don't
the internet.
Need to go to college.
Hell no, you don't go to because it's you got the internet. You got education come to you. You know what I'm saying? It comes to you. You know, you got that's why it trips me about kids today. They playing video games and all that. It's just so much out there to learn. In my
Uncle
room.
Michael, you know there are kids out there making thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing video games.
Yes, I do.
Some making millions.
Yes, I do.
So you gotta stop that, Uncle.
I'm just saying this.
You gotta embrace the new also.
What I'm saying is, I love the fact that you have access to education. If you come in that room, you would know every day I'm studying something. And my wife always said, "Well, what is it for?" I just want to have this knowledge. I just love having knowledge.
For what though?
I mean, hey, shit, it's gonna pay off. Might be the day before I die, but it's gonna pay off. Like, I made it. Shit, he did. You know,
it's like me. I got useless knowledge. You know, excuse me. You know what I'm saying?
I love knowing.
Like what?
I love.
Huh?
Like I love what? Knowing.
Like if we ever go to a game show,
yeah,
and you need something, it doesn't matter. Like who was this guy? What did he play on?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, that happened to in California, trust. Ray. When we was on that bus and a guy was there in this shit, he kept on saying, he said, you must have took my bus. No, nigga, I know this shit too. It doesn't mean the damn thing. It don't mean the damn thing, but I know it. You know? But I mean, hey, I love knowing, man. I love learning. I love meeting people from all around the world. You know, I love, like, I take virtual vacations. You know, I mean, you know, and I've been to every single country in Africa. Every single country. Mm. Why? I don't know. I want to go Nigeria. I want to do Ghana. I want to do.
Wait, you have been?
No, I'm talking about on YouTube. They got, they got walkabouts.
Virtual tours. I've seen.
I got, you know, I got the for Father's Day. I got the pros.
The pro what?
The Apple Vision Pros.
Apple Vision Pros.
Oh shit!
I got them.
But that is
not.
Yeah, well, look up.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't mind.
Ladies and gentlemen,
can I use them?
Yeah. Of
shut
course.
Up. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. We really do. Oh, yeah. We finna close this on up, sir. We finna wrap this on up. You know what I'm saying?
Blue Man wanna wrap
this
up.
Yeah, we finna wrap this on up. Happy Father's Day to y'all.
What's your name? Like, he's the culture referee. He's ready to grade.
He's no sugar
coat. I'm no sugar coat.
Oh.
I'm no sugar coat. Or
even cone.
No who?
No sugar coat.
Street cone.
Mom, we should get people to perform for me and you, man, and just have you tell them the truth.
Hey, that's fine. I will tell you the
truth. Let's get real quick. Let's end the show. Aaron, can you sing for Boo Man? Boo Man, tell us what you think about
it. Oh, you want
Aaron.
Me to be the Black Simon?
Yeah, sing
you
for
want me to be Black Simon?
What you want me to
say? Just sing something for him, Aaron.
Let's see. All right, here we go. Let's see.
No,
let's
no.
see.
Aaron going to sing for you.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Let me see.
Sing Human Nature, Michael Jackson.
Looking out across the nighttime. City wakes asleep beside.
Okay.
Hear her voice.
Okay. Okay, how they do? They do like this. How they do? They just raise the hand, like, all right, shut hell up.
Kind of pitchy.
Okay. Nah, that was good though. That
you
was good.
Nice voice. You got a nice voice.
You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't Michael Jackson. That Michelle Jackson.
Oh, what?
That Michelle Jackson. That wasn't Michael. That was Michelle.
Hey, man, you got some get some videos of him. We'll see you back in the days when you were singing and shit. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-mm. Anyway, but like I said, though, thank right. y'all.
You say goodbye.
Thank y'all for wrapping up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Wrapping up. Thank y'all for watching 3Gs. We'll catch you next go round. Happy Father's Day. Holla.
Hey. Assalamu alaikum.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.